You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Suncoast on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's our host, the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
You're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 in beautiful, sunny Sarasota. My guest is Clayton Anderson, and he's with Adventure Canada. Now, I hadn't heard of Adventure Canada, but I must tell you, when I went to their website and I read some of their material, I was really quite astounded. It was founded in 1987, and they have some extraordinary, really extraordinary trips. If you will, Clayton, let's chat about it and fill our audience in on Adventure Canada.
Absolutely. Okay, well, you're right. We did start operations in 1987. And so for the past 21 years, we've been doing small ship expeditions around the world. Our main focus has been for the last 20 years in the Canadian Arctic and Greenland and the newly formed territory of Nunavut in Canada, which is celebrating its 10th year this year. So we operate on small kind of research vessels, 120 passengers or less, and we're well known for our educational program. We have, with 120 passengers, about 12 to 15 resource staff, and they run the gamut from everywhere from archaeologists to marine biologists to musicians, writers, photographers, and they are there to lecture during our trips.
I like your statement. It is our belief that there is much to see beyond the binoculars.
For sure.
And I guess that's how you got into a lot of this. Now, the company has won a lot of awards here.
Yeah, no, we've been winning quite a few awards over the last few years. We've garnered a lot of international notice. National Geographic Adventure magazine rated us one of the best adventure travel companies on Earth. Also, we won a Cruise Vision Award from Newfoundland and Labrador, where we operate a circumnavigation cruise over there. Nunavut Tourism also gave us a Tourism Excellence Award for 2008. And then we won the Travel Industry Association of Canada National Award as Business of the Year. So it's been an award-winning year for us, for sure.
That's great.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, I think there's been a lot more interest in the Arctic and in the North in the last 4 or 5 years. And so it's really starting to garner some attention.
Now, you travel by small expedition ships. Is that the way it's done?
Yep, for sure. They're ice-strengthened. They're Ice Class 1A is what it's called. So we can get through through some ice up there in the Arctic when we need to, which really adds to the excitement. And, yeah, it's they're generally, some of them are Russian ships. The one we're using this year is the Clipper Adventurer, and it had a $14 million renovation not too long ago. So it's traveling in style, but it's still that expeditionary experience with only, 120 people or so.
You have a team of expeditionary staff, and I would assume you match these up to the various trips, obviously.
Yeah.
Just give us an idea of the type of trip one could expect to experience with a staff member that would be chosen for that particular expedition.
Sorry, which staff?
Well, I mean, in other words, when one either arrives at the destination or gets at the ship, these are escorted tours, I'm assuming.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, yeah. So yeah, I get the nature of your question. Very often we're off the ship on expeditionary stops, very often on the tundra, for example, in the middle of nowhere. And because we've got a variety of different staff members, the photographers can go in one direction with the photographic guide. The people interested in archaeology would go off with one of our archaeologists. And, the super hikers would go off in one direction that just want to kind of hike the whole time. And then, botany, pretty much anything that is covered on our trips, we can break into smaller groups once we're on land. So you end up with 10 to 15 people in each group that is really a lot more geared towards their specific interest group.
It's interesting you say art is adventure. That's very true. And you have a Photo Wild program. So it isn't just necessarily getting out there and doing a dig.
Oh, not at all. In fact, our average age on our Arctic trips is 61.
Is that right?
Yeah, so it we call it soft adventure. We're not bungee jumping naked off bridges or anything like
right.
that. It's more of a 60 year old sort of adventure, which can be quite adventurous with our people. And so something like the Heart of the Arctic that we do is mainly it's focused around the art in the Arctic. We get into places like Tangnertung, which is famous for its printmaking. We go to Cape Dorset, which is famous for its sculpture, and we have an artist on board that also will teach people the various techniques that are used up there, both in sculpture and in printmaking. So we do kind of workshops on board for people that are interested. So that sort of brings the art of the region to the people who are traveling.
I like your statement about comparing ecotourism. We've used that term now. I always use soft adventure. Then ecotourism came out. Now it's all about green tourism, which drives me crazy. Everything is green these days.
Oh, yeah.
I guess unless you live in the desert, you can still be green if you're, environmentally friendly.
Absolutely.
But the thing is that what you're all about really is sustainable tourism. The only thing that I take issue with is it says if you travel to a destination on a jet, we're having an impact on the environment. Well, that's very true, and what you're doing isn't on a jet, but in order to get where you are, somebody's probably going to have to fly there. So,
well, yeah, and we are using ship as well, which does use fossil fuels. I think the main point that we have towards sustainable tourism is that we're bringing people up and having them experience the North firsthand. And, they're not inexpensive trips. I mean, people with means and people with influence tend to take our trips as well. And when they're up there and just blown away by the landscapes and by, the interacting with the local Inuit and finding out that, glaciers that used to have names that are no longer there, people bring back that heightened awareness, and they bring it back to their peer groups, and they really do bring kind of a changed attitude back south. And then as well, we've had instances where we've run into 60 bowhead whales in a bay up there that was looking to be protected, and we had someone pull out a checkbook and write a $200,000 check to help protect that area. So while we are burning some fossil fuels up there, we're definitely adding to the global awareness of the issues in the Canadian Arctic.
That's terrific. Now, summer's coming up.
Yep.
What's on your agenda for the summer?
Well, really, we start our Arctic cruising schedule in August 9th. So, and that's mainly a Greenland itinerary that then goes into the beginning of the Northwest Passage. That runs from the 9th till the 21st. We then have more of an into the Northwest Passage, which goes right in through the traditional Northwest Passage route and ends in Cambridge Bay. Then we have an out of the Northwest Passage that follows the top part of the passage. And then we go down into the heart of the Arctic that I was talking about earlier, the art communities of the southern Baffin Island. So we've got four back-to-back trips there, and then we do a trip down the coast of Labrador, which is an arts float. It's a new concept we're working on that basically doubles up all the artsy people on and tries to foster a kind of creative environment for people to work between each other and between the musicians and the sculptors and the artists and the writers and all that to try and create something on board. And it's a kind of a little bit of a hippie ideal, but we've had some good interest in it for sure.
Since your groups and your companies spend so much time in the Arctic and at the poles, of course, there's a lot of talk now about this, the big hole in the and the Arctic and the South Pole melting.
Mm-hmm.
There are many of us that have been around for a while that seems to think this is a natural phenomenon rather than necessarily a self-caused one, and I won't get into that discussion. But do you see much of a change that over these last few years? Do you see much of a change recently than you've seen before?
Well, I mean, we've seen some of those big chunks that have been breaking off at the very north in the pack ice there. And, you know, we've actually been following them coming through.
Right.
So, I mean, that's been kind of a big change there. But I think the biggest change has been talking to the, like, when we visit the communities and talk to the Inuit leaders there that, you know, some of them are in their 70s and 80s, the elders from the Inuit communities.
Right.
And they've absolutely seen it. I mean, there's no doubt in their minds that it's not like it used to be when they were younger, for sure.
And it's
hard for us to judge in, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 years, but when you get someone who's lived on the land for 80 years, I mean, it's definitely a moving experience to hear them talk about the melting up there.
What's interesting is that... you know, there's always the argument of whether it's a natural phenomenon or not, and of course, I don't suppose we'll really ever have an answer to that.
Well, I'm quite sure it's not a natural phenomenon, but once again, we won't get into that.
Right.
But we've definitely seen, regardless of where it's coming from, there is an issue going
on up there. And exactly, and I think that it's smart for us to do what we can in our environment and everywhere, whether it's in the polls or just in your local neighborhood. You know, people should be a little bit more neighborhood friendly and maybe not throw their trash in the street, for one.
For sure.
If you will, please give our listeners a website and maybe a phone number.
Sure.
So they can have a look at these just extraordinary programs that you're offering.
Absolutely. They can find us at www.adventurecanada, and that's all one word, .com. Or they can reach us by phone at 1-800-363-7566 or locally at 905-271-4000. So any of those will get to you. AdventureCanada.com would have the most up-to-date information on it, and you can get a look for all our programming in the Arctic and outside of it as well.
Yeah, that's the one I'm on, and it also shows staff members, and it's a very it looks like a very user-friendly site.
And yeah, we're working on it, like every other website.
And I see you've got your award up there. Very good. But what I like is the best adventure travel companies on Earth.
Yeah.
That's a pretty strong statement.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's they rated National Geographic Adventure magazine rated all the a variety of different travel companies, and we rated a 90.2 on their site. So, we're pretty proud of that.
I would think so. Yep. My guest has been Clayton Anderson with Adventure Canada, and I thank you, Clayton.
Thank you very much, Roy.
Pleasure. Bye.
All right. Take care.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free.
Call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. This is a limited time offer. Call 1-800-210-0311 now.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you are balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-3147. That's 800-410-3147. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost or obligation, so call now, 800-410-3147.
You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy on WTMY 1280 Sarasota. You can also go to www.ttrn.com and check out our site, look at some of our journalists and what they've written and the photos. It's a multimedia site, and we also archive our shows there. My next guest is Kevin Spidell, and he is the GM of the Casa Marina and the Reach Resort in Key West, two really super properties, and we're going to have him tell you about it. Thank you for joining us, Kevin.
Yes, hello, Roy. How are you today?
Terrific. And you?
Oh, we're fabulous down here. Very busy and enjoying the immaculate weather we have.
I've heard you guys had a terrific season.
It's been very strong. I tell you, we've been sold out at both properties essentially since Valentine's Day weekend. So the business is pretty good despite all the pressure here.
Valentine's weekend. I lost all my Valentines somewhere along the line here. But, yeah, it is great. And I was down there recently, and although I didn't stay, I just flew in for the day for a meeting. Things were really cranking. What I see is obviously what's on the street and the people are in the restaurants. The restaurants seem to be really thriving, and I would guess a good portion of that is because of the cruise business. Because now I understand, I think they dropped the amount of the fees that the cruise ships were paying, or some kind of a tax, and
the disembarkation fees.
Is that what it was? Yeah. But now let's talk about those that want to stay in Key West, because that's what I like to do. And what I thought we might do, Kevin, if it's okay with you, let's take it property by property, so we can give each of the properties a fair amount of time.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, obviously, you know, being at the end of the road down here with the overseas highway, US-1, A1A all the way, we offer a fairly accessible by airplane or ferry, high-speed ferry, or, of course, automobile access to a Caribbean destination, which is kind of unique. And that's, I think, what's allowed us to continue with strong business volumes, despite some of the economic news that everyone's heard so much about. Start with Casa Marina. I mean, we are the oldest and the largest hotel in Key West. We are located on the south side of the island with the largest private beach. It was built by Henry Flagler, the visionary behind Standard Oil and, of course, the old Florida East Coast Railway. He built also the St. Augustine Resort, the Breakers Resort, the old Miami Hotel, which is no longer there, and Casa Marina was the crowning jewel connecting his railways all the way down to Key West.
It's amazing. One doesn't often think back on what Flagler really did. Actually, he had the railroad, and then he built the first one was in, was the Palm Beach property, because I think that's where the train came in.
I'm not certain, but I know that's where his Flagler Museum is located, up in Palm Beach, so
right.
Perhaps that's right, yeah.
At the Breakers, as you say.
Yeah, so and recently we've gone through, at both properties, Casa Marina and the Reach, $85 million in renovations. So
wow.
Both properties are completely restored. Every square inch is brand new. All the guest rooms, meeting space, lobbies, pools. You name it. There's never been a better time to stay here in Key West at our property.
Let's talk about meeting space. How much meeting space do you have, and is it space that can be broken down into different areas? Or
yes, at Casa Marina we have the largest meeting space in the Keys at around 12,000 square feet. We have two premium social ballrooms with 18-foot ceilings, hardwood floors, wood panel ceilings, large arched windows allowing a lot of natural light into the ballrooms. They're ideal wedding ballrooms. In fact, we've got three weddings this Saturday, so people are still continuing to get married. And, of course, that's a good reason to come to Key West as a destination wedding.
weddings are, weddings are, I want to say they're getting more popular, but I guess it's always been the same. In fact, my oldest daughter is a wedding planner, and she does a number of these shows for the Wee Channel on platinum weddings, and her company is called Dream Design Weddings. I don't think she's gotten quite down to Key West yet. She does most of the stuff up in, Palm Beach and Miami area, but a lot of these destination weddings are great. I mean, what could be better than take all your friends and down to Key West and have a wedding and, party the rest of the time you're there?
Exactly. I mean, a great resort experience. Casa Marina, as I said, is on the south side of the island. So we're kind of unique is that we're close enough to Duval Street where you can walk and get into all the mayhem and the music and the loud, boisterous crowds. But the next morning, you can enjoy a nice, relaxing resort experience, kind of recovering on the beach in a hammock with some tranquil breezes blowing. It's a real resort experience.
Now, when one goes to your website, where I'm at the moment, and if you look at guest rooms, there's quite a number of choices from Island Vista Room, Island Vista Accessible, which probably is wheelchair accessible,
exactly.
Flagler Ocean, Ocean Vista, Casa Grande. There's quite a number of choices. Can you just give us a little idea of what I see is you have one bedroom and two bedroom suites. So could you just give us a little idea of the differences?
Yeah, I tell you, there's three distinct buildings at Casa Marina. One is the original building, which was opened in 1920, New Year's Eve. It's about 114 guest rooms, and that's where the Flagler building, the Flagler Grand Vista rooms. They're all unique and charming because every room is unique in shape and size. Then there's also a suite building, which is obviously all suite guest rooms, about 600 to 900 square feet, the 1 and 2 bedroom suites that are on the website. It was built in 1985. The rooms are very large. You have private bedrooms, private bathrooms, and of course nice living rooms and balconies that either afford a view of the pool, the ocean, or the inside of the island towards the historic Old Town neighborhood. And our last building was built in 1978, and it's known as our West Wing, if you will, and it has the largest inventory of ocean view rooms with balconies.
It sounds very enticing. What about dining?
Dining, we have our sun option out at the beach. It's more casual dining. We do breakfast out there, lunch, and dinner. And of course, at no matter what resort you're staying at, whether Casa or the Reach, you have access to each other's amenities and reciprocal charging privileges back to your guest room for convenience factors. If you want a fine dining meal, we have the Strip House, which is located at the Reach Resort. It's a white linen, high-end steakhouse. It's operated by Peter Glazier out of New York City. It's really a dynamite product in a pretty sexy atmosphere. You can see that on their website as well. There's some photography of the room in that.
Right. Now, what about activities? There are water sports. You have a couple of special packages, in fact, and I don't know if this applies to both hotels or...
The packages that we're promoting this summer are certainly fun and adventuresome for anybody who has some sea legs and wants to explore Key West by the sea.
Right.
It includes breakfast for two, and it includes a credit towards water sports activities, which you could use towards a great wave runner tour that goes around the island of Key West. It's about an hour and 15 minutes long. It stops along the way and sees some of the scenic parts of Key West, some celebrity homes from a distance. It allows you to stop and hang out at a nice little sandbar and get off the wave runner and catch some sun. It's really a unique way to see Key West, and actually my favorite tour. And that's called the Key West by Sea package. We also have the Key West by Land package, which is, of course, for landlubbers. It is based out of the Conch Tour train, which picks up and drops everyone off at the convenience of our front door at Casa Marina, the only property that has that feature. And it stops at all the local museums, from the Ernest Hemingway House, the Harry Truman Little White House. It stops by the Key West Aquarium, Mel Fisher's Maritime Museum. If you're not aware, Mel Fisher is the discoverer of the Atosha, the largest underwater salvage find in the United States history. In fact, they're still finding treasure there. A few weeks ago, they found, I think, a 12-foot-long solid gold necklace. So excitement, a lot of exciting things.
Yeah, I don't
and
know
that
if
also
our,
includes
yeah,
breakfast for two.
I don't know if our listeners are familiar with Mel Fisher, but I am because I spent a lot of time down there years ago when he had a dive shop, and he was quite a character, actually.
That's true. That's true. I've heard a lot of stories about him.
I knew him pretty well.
We host their investor party because it's still an active salvage site, and
right,
they're still active investors, and Casa Marina hosts their annual get-together in the month of July, and that's a good, fun event.
Now, the price of this package you're showing here is $149 per person, and then you say there's a plus $110 add-on for two adults based on double occupancy. Can you explain that?
Well, that is a mouthful, huh?
Yeah.
We've got to simplify that pricing, it sounds like. Yeah, so it's $149 per person,
right,
and then $110 on top of that. So what is that?
$259.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's $259, and that includes either the by land or by sea.
Yeah, it includes a lot. It's a two-night stay.
Right.
And of course, it has breakfast for two every day.
Right.
So essentially, it's $204 per person based on double occupancy.
Okay.
And it includes either the attraction of the Concorde train or the water sports activities.
I don't want to put you on the spot because you're the GM, not necessarily the salesperson writing this material. But what are the extra night charges? Because this is a two-night minimum stay.
I'd have to get back to you on that one, Roy.
No, not a big deal. I just thought that
I would say $204. That's kind of what the price.
What your
is
average
per person per night, roughly?
Your average rack rate.
I'm sorry.
What is your average rack rate?
Well, right now is the best time to come because we go into our value pricing for the summer season.
Right.
And right now we're having a promotional rate of $159.
Oh, that's terrific.
And, book now, of course, as the occupancy builds, the rates will go up. So it's a great time to book now as advance purchase.
Well, that sounds great. Let's touch on the Reach, if you will.
Yeah, the Reach Resort is a sister property. We operate both with one team, and it's one block west of Casa. It's also on the south side of the island. It has the only natural sand beach in Key West. Those listeners who have been to Key West before know it's a coral rock island and not many beaches available, but this one is natural sand bottom, and it's an intimate more. It's half the size, 150 guest rooms at the Reach, and it's more intimate, more couples. It's very secluded. More of a Mediterranean, hideaway, if you will.
And you refer to it as an intimate escape, and it also is part of the Waldorf Astoria collection.
That's correct. We're the first market in the world that has two Waldorf Astoria hotels in it, resorts, and we're very proud of that, of course. Both of these properties have just received our fourth diamond rating for the first time in the history of the property, so
terrific.
We're proud of that as well, and as I said, there's no better time to come and stay at these properties, and certainly word is out because we're running a lot of business.
Okay, let's talk about the amenities at the property and meeting space, if you will.
Well, the Reach is a smaller property, and it is also a wedding factory, if you will.
Right.
It has a beautiful gazebo that goes out over the ocean, so you can get married out on the water in the gazebo. It's very scenic, very popular. It's probably one of the most photographed spots in Key West. And then you could retreat back to the ballroom, the Caribe ballroom. The ideal wedding size is about 70 people. It has a beautiful large terrace that overlooks the ocean. And you have your reception or cocktail hour out on the terrace. And then you would retreat into the Caribe ballroom for the wedding dining and dancing.
And you referred to one of it as the strip house, which could be a little misleading.
Well, the strip house is that's the steakhouse that is just below the meeting space.
Ah,
that's our fine
steak
dining restaurant.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
And that's operated by Peter and Penny Glazier out of Manhattan.
Right, you'd mentioned that. Now, there's a spa facility as well.
Well, we don't have a spa per se. We have Spa El Mare, which is our twist on it.
Okay.
It's more outdoor spa treatments.
Right.
It is oceanfront as well, so right. You're out there in the thatched hut roofs, thatched roof huts, as well as lush landscaping and a little bit exclusive private areas that you could get your treatments, body treatments, wraps, massages, etc.
When I go to guest rooms, I only see ocean view. Are all the rooms are all ocean view? Is that correct?
Well, no. That might be. I'm not sure if you're trying to make a reservation or if you're in the accommodations page.
Yeah,
we have Island View, as we call it, which overlooks the historic Old Town section of Key West.
I see it now, yep.
Or the Ocean View side.
Right.
And it's roughly 50-50.
Right, okay.
The nice feature at the Reach is kind of unique, is that every room has a large balcony. Even the meeting space has balconies. All the guest rooms have wet bars, ceiling fans, and in-room refrigerators.
And they look very nice indeed. The whole decor is really a nice, comfortable look. And the balcony, of course, is a really nice touch.
Yeah,
and as you say,
it's a great room. It's very popular. Half the property over there at 75 rooms are all suites. So they're oversized, very open, nine foot tall sliding glass doors. And the Reach was also completely renovated. It's all built up to current hurricane code, which is pretty stringent, as everyone knows, in the state. It adheres to Dade County code. So the sound attenuation and everything's brand new.
That's great. And it looks like a really comfortable getaway property. And I thank you for sharing that with us. If you will, how about the website and also a telephone number, Kevin?
Of course. The website for Casa Marina is CasaMarinaResort.com. And for the Reach, it's just the Reach Resort, R-E-A-C-H-R-E-S-O-R-T.com. And one number would get you access to both properties, and that is 305-296-3535.
Well, I thank you for sharing all this with us again, Kevin, and I'll try to get down there and see you one of these fine days. And my guest has been Kevin Spidell, and he is the general manager of Casa Marina and the Reach Resort. Thank you very much for joining us today.
My
Kevin.
Pleasure, Roy. Please come visit. Call me directly. We'll be here.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye now.
Bye for now.
Hey, folks. Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-465-1712. 1-800-465-1712. Toll free. 1-800-465-1712.
Are you watching your blood sugar levels and how much it changes after meals? Get some help from Enhancelin, the natural dietary supplement that, when taken before meals, reduces the amount of sugar getting into your body. Enhancelin customers say it best.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugar.
With Enhancelin, I can smile again.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So call 1-800-997-5717. For a limited time, receive a free 30-day supply of Enhancelin with your order. Call 1-800-997-5717.
Come with me, my love, to the sea of love. I want to tell you how much I love you. Do you remember when we met that
You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy on WTMY 1280 Sarasota. You can also go to www.ttrn.com and check out our site, look at some of our journalists and what they've written and the photos. It's a multimedia site, and we also archive our shows there. My next guest, let's call her my co-host today, is Lisa Codian Fowler, who's been with us before. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Roy.
Thank you for joining us today. It's nice to have somebody in here. I'm not just staring out the glass at the control people.
Thank you for inviting me. It's great to be back.
You've written a very interesting article for Travel World, and it's called Anything is Possible, Cruising the Baltic Sea with Crystal. And, of course, you're referring to Crystal Cruises. Very different cruise, the Baltic, and it's something that I haven't done and that I've thought about doing. And let's just start with why don't you start out with stepping on board the ship?
Stepping on board the ship, from the moment you step on board the ship to the moment you step off for the last time, every moment is special. It's very organized. Crystal is a luxury cruise line. It's so far out of the realm of middle-class lines that are great for families with the rock-climbing walls, and you won't find that on Crystal. You won't find a video arcade. You will find a beautiful cigar bar, the Connoisseur Club, elegant lectures, celebrity lectures, lectures by notables, a computer university at sea where you can learn just about anything from Photoshop to web design. They have wireless access there for those who are so inclined to check their email or do a little web surfing.
Did you smoke a cigar?
I did.
Oh.
A Cuban cigar.
Ah, Cuban no less.
With a snifter of brandy. It's a great way to end an evening.
Only way to go with a cigar. I mean, I can remember dipping cigars in cognac or brandy, as you say.
Yes, I did that too.
And did you smoke the whole thing, or did you just take a couple of puffs?
What should I say here? Should I tell you the truth? I shared it with my husband, who actually smoked most of it.
There you go. Now, you apparently do a lot of traveling with your husband, and you do that for what reason? I mean, other than not being with your husband.
That's an odd question, Roy.
Maybe to keep you out of trouble. But the thing is that you're traveling because the whole idea is the romance. Is that the angle?
Yes, that's one of my specialties, or I should say one of the topics or genres I prefer to write about. And it's fun to travel with your significant other. It's fun to travel with someone else, a friend. Although I have done quite a bit by myself, I do enjoy the luxury travel, as well as culinary and nature, sailing, of course, outdoors.
Now, I got off the subject of the ship a little bit, but 945 guests, 50,000 ton, which is small, you know, by the size of the ships today, but I would think it's more of a personal feeling, would it not be?
It is. It's incredibly elegant. It's total luxury. And by the way, the ship recently had a renovation. They've converted some of their staterooms into penthouse suites.
Ah.
So now it accommodates 922 guests instead of 940, and that's one of the great new things that's going on with Crystal Cruise Lines. They've done a lot in the last year, even just in the last months.
Now, this was your husband's first cruise, I understand.
It was his first cruise, and that may have been a mistake. You know, I set this whole thing up. I decided that the Baltic cruise would be really fascinating because it's not something that people do every day. In his mind, every cruise ship is a Crystal cruise ship, and we know that's not true. We had such a sprawling stateroom with an office, a sitting area, a veranda overlooking the sea, which was just gorgeous. A king-size bed. I mean, that never happens. A full bath. This was one of their standard rooms. He looked around. He said, you know, this kind of feels a little small. I almost strangled him at that point because he had never been on any of the other cruise lines. I've been on dozens, and I enjoyed them all for very different reasons.
So you spoiled him, and he didn't even realize he was spoiled.
I think he does now. He's heard about it enough, poor guy.
Have you been on another cruise with him, or are you maybe planning another one soon?
We haven't planned another cruise. We will be doing a sailing trip very shortly, but as far as a cruise line, I am hoping this... This experience was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime. And didn't somebody write a book, maybe 100 things or places to see before you die or things to do? I would definitely recommend a cruise on the Crystal Cruise Lines.
You know, that's funny you should say that, because people obviously have written those types of books. And I don't know if they've actually mentioned a cruise in them. They've mentioned the destinations, which we'll get to in a moment. But I don't think they've mentioned a particular luxury cruise. It's usually city by city, so to speak. But maybe that's what you should do.
Oh, yeah. I might.
So walk us through it. Let's talk about some of the amenities.
The amenities. Oh, there are so many. Well, there's the library. The library is jam-packed with volumes of information about every port of call. So you can choose to take an organized shore excursion, or you can go off on your own, well-prepared with all the information that is available to you. Of course, there's the movies, the casino, state-of-the-art casino, newly renovated spa. Everything is of the finest quality, all the products that they use. Did I mention the casino?
Well, you haven't, but let's, before you get to the casino, and while we still have a little money left for maybe a tip for the piano player, one of the places, they did have a piano bar, and playing your song, I guess your husband and your song, Unchained Melody. How nice. I love that song.
Yeah, we do too. And what's funny is that the name of this article is Anything is Possible, and that was so easily inspired by the experience we had with Crystal. The first night we had a dinner. There are several venues for dining, and one of the things that's really great about Crystal Cruises is, unlike others, some others, you don't have to choose a seating time. You don't have to choose a restaurant. The other restaurants are not an extra charge. So you can pretty much dine anywhere, anytime you like, and sit anywhere you like.
But wouldn't you call down for a reservation for that particular restaurant the night you're going to it?
You could, but we didn't have a problem. We just made our decisions pretty much spur of the moment.
And fortunately, not everybody chose that restaurant that particular night, or you would have. But how long was this cruise, incidentally?
It was 10 days.
10 days, I was going to say. You covered a lot of territory.
But that first night on the menu, we had lobster, and I think they were offering potatoes. And silly us, we were trying to maintain some control over our eating, and we decided to forego the potatoes, and we wanted asparagus instead.
That's not the time to diet.
I know.
Lisa,
well,
come
we
on.
Dropped that concept pretty fast. But we asked our waiter, and this was not on the menu. And I said, would you mind? Is this possible? He said, of course, anything is possible. Now we go to the piano player. He's playing our song. We decide to dance. There's not a dance floor. It was great. Everybody smiled. Then I sat with the pianist for a photo, and I said, do you mind? He laughed, verbatim, of course not. It's my honor and your ship. Anything is possible.
There you go.
We heard that a lot. We experienced it at every turn. So it was easy to come up with the title for this one.
A thought came to mind, which is kind of past at the moment. But so the dining experiences, how many different restaurants were there?
There was the main dining room. There is. They've recently changed out the two Asian.
They have different themes,
they
right?
They have Prego the Italian. Yes,
right.
It's wonderful, wonderful.
Prego from, what's his name, the chef? What is his name?
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang, yeah. Wolfgang Puck. Yeah.
But they've changed out their Asian restaurants. They've just partnered with world-class master chef Nobu. His full name, everyone's heard of Nobu, I think. I'm going to slaughter his full name, which I'm going to attempt this. Nobuyuki Matsuhisa.
Easy for you to say.
He's got restaurants all over the world. And he does what he calls an innovative blend of classically styled Japanese foods with distinct Peruvian and European influences.
Interesting.
And there is now a sushi bar that's his. They serve yellowtail sashimi with jalapeno and tuna tataki with ponzu sauce. Don't know what ponzu sauce is, but it sounds intriguing. And then at the Silk Road, which is now the main Asian restaurant, There's a Nobu-style lobster with truffle yuzu sauce, sakyo miso black cod and beef, and other things that I'm not pronouncing correctly, but they do sound wonderful.
They tasted good, probably.
Oh, yes. Everything was... Well, of course, on a cruise of this quality, everything is superior.
Anything is possible. Well, you know, yes. It's interesting because when you mentioned ordering lobster, I think, and you said, and it wasn't on the menu. On one of the cruises that I was on, there were so many things that I liked at this particular sitting. And I thought, gee, now, you know, I'd love to have that and I'd love to have that. And really what I would have liked to have had was just a little of each. But so I'm sitting there and the maitre d' is standing behind me and he said, listen, if you're having a problem making up your mind, just order them all. Don't worry about it. And I didn't order them all, but I did order two of the dishes that I couldn't make a choice between. So I did. I had both of them. Like you, I probably skipped the potatoes, but I can't remember. It was New Year's Eve and nobody was watching, so it didn't seem to matter. Now, you brought up the casino. Let's just chat about that. Was it a full casino? Obviously, on a ship like this, it wasn't grandiose, but made with nice appointments.
Oh, it was gorgeous. It's got dramatic black flooring, and the palette is the color palette is black and silver. It's very, very high tech, very state of the art. They've just added something. I'm not quite sure what it is. They've got blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and now this. You might know Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and
that's where you play cards. It's like it's poker.
Oh,
but it they call it Texas Hold'em. That's what they play here at the dog track. You know, they now have a card room there, and these other legalized gambling facilities. So I've never played it, but everybody that we know, that's what they play, Texas Hold'em. I can't go into detail, but yes, that's what it is. It's a poker game.
Okay, and then next to the casino, there's a nightclub there are several venues for dancing. The Starlight Club is where there are lectures during the day, and you can learn about anything from history to art, politics. And at night, there's dancing there, and they have dancing lessons, and they have male partners for the single ladies.
Well, what about female partners for single men?
You know, I did not notice that.
Well, I'm gonna, isn't this a discrimination?
There's also, as I mentioned, the nightclub. It's got all new flashing color lighting system and. If you can just imagine the best of everything in every corner of a cruise ship, that's what you've got here.
Now, what was your first port? You went to St. Petersburg. You went to Stockholm, Helsinki, Denmark, and then Estonia, which is a place that I haven't been and I'd like to go to one day. And then, of course, I guess you went past England. But you mentioned in your article that is suddenly, I guess your husband at 6 a.m. was out of bed and he was standing on the deck watching the tug pull into Stockholm. Now, whether that was your first port or not.
That was.
He was obviously wanting to see, you know, the sunrise in Stockholm. What could be nicer?
Well, what's wild is that the sun sets at about 10:30 at night, at least until we got to Russia.
Right.
So it's kind of strange to go to sleep when it's light outside, but Stockholm was a beautiful place, and so was Helsinki and Copenhagen, of course. Surprises came with St. Petersburg, again, not the place you go to every day, and this little country called Estonia.
Yeah. Tell me about Estonia.
Estonia, we even, and others too, had considered not even getting off the ship for that port of call. I'm so glad that we changed our minds about that. Sort of a mix of old and new, tiny village with cobblestone streets. But following a very painful half century of Soviet rule, they threw off the shroud of domination and embraced our Western ways. So they're enjoying capitalism. They're loving the tourists. They're so happy to see everyone, and you can tell they feel liberated. There are these narrow streets, but then you see high-tech businesses, designer shops, art galleries, cafes. At the same time, you see the elderly women wearing their black scarves, attending church services. It's quite an experience. It was lovely.
What's also interesting is that you say that when there was an informal street choral group singing Hallelujah in various melodies and harmonies, and then they break into Oh, Susanna. I mean, there was an interesting choice of music.
It was, and I just wondered, did they understand the lyrics they were singing?
Probably not, because there's many times you hear that barely speak English, but you wouldn't know that because when they sing, there's no accent for some reason because it's the first time they've ever heard a lot of those words, I guess. So,
right.
So it's really quite amazing.
It is.
So from Estonia, where'd you head to from there? You go straight to Russia, or
we did. We went to Russia, and what a rush, so to speak, it was to go to Russia. In order to tour the city of St. Petersburg on your own, you need a visa. But if you take a ship organized tour, you don't, because you're there on the ship's
right.
visa. So we did that, and we're not big fans of bus tours, but I'm sure glad we did this one because we learned so much and we got to see so much more than we would have had we been on our own.
Yeah, I find that as often as I've traveled that when I go to a new city, I'll take the city tour because then you have a feel for what you want to go back to, where you've been, where you want to go. But just to take a map and just start, you know, trancing around or get on a bicycle can be kind of confusing, and you waste a lot of time trying to find where you want to go to begin with. But what I found also interesting is that they were playing the Star Spangled Banner, and there was a band when the ship arrived. Or?
It was wonderful. It was very quirky. When the Saints go marching in, and the Star Spangled Banner, this little Russian band was playing to welcome us. And that was a highlight. Going to the Hermitage was, of course.
Yeah.
Do you know that museum houses 3 million pieces of art, and if you spent 1 minute viewing each one, it would take you 9 years to see them all.
I saw that in your article. That was pretty staggering.
It was.
So we went from Cuban cigars to wandering the streets of Estonia, listening to some Russians play the Star Spangled Banner. Which I find amazing, and then on the final morning, where'd you wake up?
We woke up to a magnificent view of the White Cliffs of Dover, absolutely gorgeous backdrop. You know, the White Cliffs of Dover are the subject of many a poem, song, and of course, film. It seemed too good to be true, and it was a wonderful way to end this. This dreamlike experience where anything is possible.
If somebody wants to go, Lisa, how would they contact Crystal Cruises?
Well, they can either call 888-799-4625 or visit the website, which is www.crystalcruises.com.
Lisa, it's been fun. It's nice to have you in the studio. My guest has been Lisa Cotillan Fowler. And Lisa, what your website? You've got a whole new website. We didn't even mention it.
I do have a whole new website. Oh, well, you can get to it by one of three ways. Either CotillanFowler.com, write for you, WRITE, the number four, the letter U, .me. I'm sorry. That's a new extension. .me, M-E. Or travelwithlisaonline.com.
Now, and that's Lisa, as L-I-S-A, Cotillan, C-O-D-I-A-N-N-E, Fowler, F-O-W-L-E-R.com. Is that correct?
Without the Lisa. CotillanFowler.com.
.com, yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lisa. And
Thank you, Roy.
To see you soon. This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 in beautiful, sunny Sarasota. And for all you savvy travelers out there listening, you may want to tune in on Sundays for WTMY's all-new Sunday Travel Radio. From 5 to 6, yours truly, Roy Lowy, will host Talking Travel, from travel journalists reporting from around the world, what's hot, what's not, single travel, single parents with kids, the best online travel sites. Our consumer advocates will even be on the job to resolve issues that you may have, and we'll cover it right here on WTMY. So if you want the latest travel info, we'll be here on Sundays and hope you will join us right here on WTMY 1280. You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy, and I'm your travel guide.